observer, a swig of dream juice, and you'll relax right away.
I don't want to go back in there. I don't want to know their secrets.
Just a little swig. Just to relax a little bit.
They catch me in this Dungeonville, man. I'll never see the light no more. They don't like us to know their secrets.
Just a little swig, brother.
They have me down there, and I starts to leave my body.
That's it, brother.
And they'll be waiting there with them big pincers. And then...
And once more, Willie slides from his body, moving across the city and then down, down, down into the secret government vaults. The practice has made him quick and efficient. It's the last file, the Capitron file that he moves into this time, the file that originally gave Willie away.
Alert, alert, alien element,
what? Where are the men? They're resting?
Sir, we didn't anticipate. Analysis frequency predicts intervals of 12 hours.
And the men up! Activate, activate! Move, move, move!
Activate agents, emergency. They'll be activated shortly, sir.
Immediately, move, move, move!
Captain.
What?
We have a fix on the alien.
About time!
Willie Jones, formerly employed as a custodian. Black, age 37, 5'10", brown eyes.
A custodian? You're crazy!
He's presently located in Sector 7, profession, wino.
Wino?
He's being picked up at the moment.
At the moment? At the moment he's rifling our files! That's what he's doing at the moment!
Sorry, sir. At least we'll have his body.
I don't care about his body, I want him!
Our regulars, supported by fresh recruits, are coming up, sir. Also, he's left the vaults.
Great, he knows everything.
He's just been spotted in Section 16, the Nob Hill area. We believe he'll use diversionary tactics.
No kidding. Yes?
Willie Jones' body is all ours, sir.
Wonderful.
He was found dead drunk in Sector 7. We're bringing him in. Where shall we detain him, sir?
I have said it before. I will say it again. I don't give a damn about his body. Hang it on a hook. I want him. H-I-M, him, 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 him! Savvy?
Meanwhile, Willie streaks across the city, his mind bulging with the secrets he has absorbed. Willie now knows what's going on. He's outdistanced his pursuers. He's about to drop down into his body when he realizes something's not quite right. His feet have just touched the head of his body. He's about to slip in when he is suddenly aware that this isn't where he'd left his body. Suddenly, astral agents all over the place. It's there he is and get him, and pincers are snapping everywhere. Several inexperienced agents from the academy clamping onto each other in the commotion and like turtles refusing to let go, while others tumble over each other trying to snap onto Willie. It's up, up and away with the agents in hot pursuit. The agents fresh and eager while Willie is tiring quickly. There seems to be no escape, and then ahead. He sees the Mark Hopkins Hotel. It's a zig and a zag, and Willie dives headfirst into the Mark Hopkins. The experienced agents and the new academy recruits surround the building. An astral net is formed. It's evening. There's peaceful sleep. Dreams float back and forth within the Mark Hopkins, while Willie is searching desperately for somewhere to hide, to rest. And here come the agents. Willie has no choice. He leaps into a dream.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Just passing through, ma'am.
If my husband finds you here, he'll kill you.
Lady, I'm just on my way.
Lady,
go, hey.
Quickly.
Hey, lady, come on. Lego, hey, your husband. What if he...
Aha! So, my sweet strumpet.
Oh, no, my husband.
So, is this what your dreams are all about, huh?
Uh-oh, feet, you better get to growing wings.
You don't believe I would ever...
While the fight continues, Willie leaps out of the dream. He tumbles down a flight of stairs, lands on his feet. And Willie dives headlong into another dream.
What's wrong, miss?
Yeah, we all are, miss.
Are you my knight? Where is your shining armor?
Ain't got no armor, lady.
Oh, listen. It's coming. I hear it coming. Yeah.
I think maybe I was better off
the
back
sword,
in that
quick.
Other...
Take this sword.
Sword? Yeah, maybe this'll get them pencils.
Why didn't you bring armor?
Well, I didn't know I was going to be involved
door.
In...
Go. Fight it.
Huh?
Open the door.
I don't want to fight.
Oh, I'll open the door.
Yow! That's a dragon!
Of course, now slay him.
X does hot breath. What a nightmare. Back, you heartless. Back.
Aha! Uh-huh. Freeze in the name of the government.
Oh, I'm sick of dragon.
And again, Willy escapes as the agent is left behind battling the furious and ferocious beast.
I ain't stepping into no more nightmares. No, sir. These people are too crazy for Willy.
Get him! I want him! Don't let him escape or I'll personally skin you alive with a dull knife!
Weigh anchor there! Cast off, ye swabs!
Cast off, ye swabs!
Set the mainsail!
Set the foresail!
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Pirates?
Welcome aboard! Could always use an experienced cutlass like you, Black Patch.
Where we headed, Pig Leg?
Look alive down there! I thought you knew where we was headed.
Who, me?
Listen here, Black Patch. If you've been pulling on me wooden leg, I'll have you swinging by your ears from yon yardarm. You hear?
I hears.
So what's your plan?
Well, I sees it this way. There's men of war infesting these here waters. To clear the Mark Hopkins, we's are gonna have to broadside our ways out.
Watch those lines! Hey, I likes a good broadside. That's a fine cutlass you have there, Black Patch.
I got it out of another dream, Peg Leg.
Let the wind get to her, laddies. Hey, there'll be a few visiting Davy Jones this day, by gar.
Captain?
What is it, O'Reilly?
The crow's nest. Spotted a big one, dead astern.
What's ahoy up there?
Big frigate! Turn down, Captain!
How many cannon she carrying?
48, I reckon.
We can't take that one, Captain.
I gotta get out of the Mark Hopkins.
Black Patch here is right. We'll run for it.
Freeze in the name of the government!
Ah, freeze yourself.
Then commence the fire, Captain!
Hard a port! That's a kind of wine. We'll outrun that friggin' frigate.
Cannonballs falling short, Captain.
Oh, another frigate off the starboard bow.
They're trying to bottleneck us, Captain.
Bottleneck me arse. How many guns she got?
22.
We'll take her on. Prepare for a broadside.
She's got long guns, Pig Leg.
Maybe so, but me gunner's got the better eye. Fire!
He thinks they've got a range.
Closer than truth.
Who the poop deck?
Give them another round, you bilge rats. What do you think, Black Patch?
He thinks the ship is sinking, Captain.
Appears so now, don't it? Throw the hooks to her. Prepare to board. We'll get us a new ship, matey. We will, by gar. Let board her!
What now?
I've afraid our agents are losing something.
Losing what?
The sea battle, sir. Willy Jones has taken up with some pirates, sir.
He can't do that.
I'm afraid he's in somebody else's dream. Engaging in battle was the only way to get him out, sir.
Whose dream?
We aren't certain, sir.
Find the person and wake him up! Sea battle.
We've secured the ship, Captain.
We've secured the ship, Captain!
We are running the 48 gunner easy, Captain.
Hey, good work, me mateys. But me thinks she'd better skip ship, Black Patch.
Huh?
I can hear talking in the outer room. They're going to wakes me soon.
I see. Well, thanks, Pigleg.
My real name's Horace. Arnold. Horace Arnold.
Willie Jones.
We've got us a good ship, Willie. There'll be more good dreams. Well, we'll take on the crown another time then. They're shaking me. Jump, Willie.
Hey, wake up, you. Wake up.
They're waking me. Jump, Willie. Jump.
Willie slowly sinks into the green sea. The thick liquid feels warm about him. Down and down he sinks, but somehow he realizes he's floating up. Down and down is up and up.
Willie, wake up, Willie.
What?
Wake up, Willie.
What? That was some dream.
Come up out of the water, Willie.
What is this place?
It's a nice place to be.
The agents, they'll find me.
It's all right. You're safe here with me, Willie.
That's a funny tree you sitting under there.
This is a Bodhi tree.
Who are you?
I am the Buddha.
Listen, but Buddha, those agents, they're going to get me. They already got my body. I can't go back down there. I know all their secrets. They're going to skin me alive.
It's all right, Willie.
It's all right for you, sitting there under that Bodhi tree, but I got to deal with reality.
Relax, Willie.
Those agents got me so scared.
Politics is bad news, Willie. Bad news.
Yeah, you right there, Buddha.
Come over here, Willie. Sit down here in the shade of the old Bodhi tree. Listen to the birds, Willie. Listen to the stream flowing by. Close your eyes.
But Buddha.
You need to rest, Willie.
I know the secrets.
The Buddha will look after you. That's right. It's okay to sleep, even to dream.
But...
It's okay. Everything is okay. Perfect, as they say. Even politics, which is still bad news, but perfect bad news.
And so Willie sleeps in the cool shade of the Bodhi tree, sitting in the soft glow of the Buddha. Willie sleeps a deep, dreamless sleep. The stream passes and yet remains. The birds sing from the Bodhi tree, and Willie sleeps on. Finally, he awakens.
You had a nice sleep, Willie?
Yeah. Thank you, Buddha. But they still got my body, and I still gotta face them agents, because I know all their secrets.
Come over here. Come, look down into the stream. Look down into the waters, Willie. You see people waking up all over the place. See there?
What's that? Gary, Indiana.
That's right. That's Joe Bazanka. He works at the forge plant. Listen.
Oh, God, what a dream.
What's wrong?
Oh, my God.
Joe, what's wrong?
Oh, God, I dreamed into...
Joe.
Oh, my...
What's wrong?
I know all the secrets of the government.
You?
Yeah, all the security secrets, the military secrets, police secrets, government, everything secret.
Oh, Joe!
I know everything!
How wonderful!
Why?
We both finally had the same dream.
Oh.
You see, everyone had that dream, Willie.
You mean, while I was sleeping, they was dreaming my dream?
Everyone knows, Willie. There are no more secrets. You're free to get your body.
That was real nice of you, Buddha.
I did not do it. You did.
That's one fine Bodhi tree you got there, Buddha. Well, thanks again.
Don't mention it. Willie,
Yeah, Buddha.
You come back and see me sometime, you hear?
I hear, Buddha. I hear you well.
Buddha was given many different kinds of meditation practices. He scorched himself with fires. He starved himself. He contorted himself. He visualized, saw light, and heard sounds. He went through all of this himself. Maybe he was a dumb yoga student without any imagination. But it all became as affectations to him. And he decided to look for what is simple, for what is actually there. And he found boredom. Like a mountain stream, cool, refreshing. Like a stone-carved Buddha sitting in the desert.